In the studio, I'm joined by my special guest, a writer who's released Whipbird, Robert Drew. And Whipbird is out now. And how is that coming along with Whipbird? That's, it's pretty much your book now.
Yeah, it's going very well. It's just been reprinted today, actually. So they've already sold out the first print run.
So what does it mean, a reprint? So how many do you have to sell in order to get a reprint?
Well, it varies. I usually, a first print run is usually about 5,000 or something. And then if that, while the presses and things are still hot, they can do another one quickly.
So how many books do you write every, 3 years?
Oh, well, it varies. I mean, I've written about 15, I guess, over the years.
Mm.
Some of them were quick, like the Body Surfers and Our Sunshine, my take on Ned Kelly. Others took a couple of years or 3 years.
Because the question I want to ask you there, when you're writing a book, do you find you are possessed? You've got this possessiveness.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you're being possessed by something and you just sit down and write. Or is it all pre-planned? The ideas come in, but you pre-plan it and then sort of structure it like that. Is that how it works?
A bit of both. When the idea strikes me, I think about it for a while and I become reasonably possessed by it. And then I try and work it. So, I have to then get a bit sensible and work out how it's going to it'll pan out. But some of them, like Our Sunshine, which is my imaginative take on Ned Kelly, I did feel, in a sense, and this will sound bizarre, that he was actually communicating with me.
Yep. And now that Whipbird has, gone its second pressing, what's the idea of the film? Who would you prefer to play Simon? Did you have someone in mind? Other than me, of course.
Yeah.
But who would you like to play?
Well, someone who can play a Walking Dead person, but not overdo it, not become like a zombie character.
I can do it. I can do it.
You're probably not old enough.
Stop it, you.
Someone like Jeffrey Rush could probably do it.
He probably could. He looks like a burned-out rocker.
He could do it. Well, he's played Peter Sellers. He's played... Mm-hmm. He's played just about everyone. I think he could do it.
Do you think as a writer, and you do say, for example, this does become a film, do you suggest, let's say, Jeffrey Rush? Do you have that kind of pulling power?
I can suggest, but there's a real dichotomy between writers and filmmakers. And film is a different medium, and it's collaborative, and writing is very individual. But, and this has happened to me in the past with projects, if... producers like to put their own spin on it. It's like the fox terrier pissing on the lamppost of the Dalmatian that's gone before it. Do you know what I mean? They can't let it go. So my book, Our Sunshine, became the film Ned Kelly. Now, my title is better, but the producer wanted to call it something different.
Because
just
they know what it is.
Put their stamp on it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Heath Ledger, you had him. Did you get to meet him at the time?
He was very impressive. And when he played Ned, he was exactly the same age as Ned when he died. He was 23 and turned 24 during the shoot, and he completely immersed himself in the role. I was very impressed because I had thought of him as just a bit of a young tearaway at that stage, but he completely immersed himself in it. He kept away from the rest of the players on the set. He kept away from Orlando Bloom and the others, the rest of the actors who were playing the Kelly gang, and just you see him pacing up and down on set. In a lugubrious Ned sort of way, you know. I mean, I was really impressed by him.
Did he talk to you about why he did that? Because actors tend to try and find, it's the method of acting where, you know, because he's been the leader and the leader in the role and leader as the gang, and Ned Kelly as a leader, I think he would have a lot to think about, wouldn't he?
Absolutely. One thing did happen on set. He and Naomi Watts, who played the main female character, fell in love on set and then began... 2 year or so romance, and that was sort of interesting, knowing that I'd introduced Ned and his girlfriend. You know what I mean? That was quite a nice feeling.
At the end of the, I mean, you're not going to retire very soon, but if there's a book out there you really had your heart really set on, what would that be? What topic would that be?
Well, I've got contracts for a couple of books ahead, but it's very bad karma to talk about the next one before you've written it. You know what I mean? It's sort of giving it away. You feel you've written it then already. Mm. So have to pause on that one.
You can write one about Triple Z if you like.
Right, is that what sort of book would that be, do you think?
Oh, I don't know, characters here. What you saw out in the wall as well.
Yeah, that was good.
Some poetry out in the wall, and that's a poignant moment too. And that's also fodder for probably your next book, maybe, about the love here. It can turn this into a love story of 4ZZZ. So if anyone wants to see Robert Drews, he's today you're at the State Library, is that correct?
The State Library today at a session called Ordinary People, Extraordinary Stories at 4 o'clock. At the Sunnybrook Library tomorrow at 10:30 on the short story. And on Sunday at 10, I'm at the State Library again, and I'm talking about Whipbird, my book. And I'm on with a few other people at 4 o'clock at the State Library at a session called Building Character. That all sounds a bit more sedate than it probably will, because they usually turn into very lively, argumentative sessions.
This is when they should bring the vino.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Sounds good. And the one you said at Sunnybank, actually, that was that's okay.
Sunnybrook, is it?
Sunnybank. Is it? Because it's Sunnybank, I think it is. Yeah, it is Sunnybank, which is...
The short stories.
Yeah, yeah. Because there's a library at Sunnybank. So just in case people thought, oh, Sunnybrook, where's that? We don't want people not to miss your sessions Robert.
Exactly.
Yeah, but thank you very much for joining me on Friday Neon. All the best with Whipbird. And just remember me for the next book. And we're going to play you. We've got a song lined up for you. It's
thank
very
you
apt
it's
to
been,
what it
it's
is.
Been fun. Thanks.
Thank you.